I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. African leaders are giving Laurent Gbagbo one last chance to cede power in Ivory Coast. Gbagbo has refused to concede that he lost the presidential election in November to his rival, Alassane Ouattara. Last week, three West African heads of state met with Gbagbo to try to persuade him to step down. He refused. The visiting leaders then said the regional bloc known as ECOWAS could use legitimate force to make him leave. Today, those same three leaders and one more met with Gbagbo again. The BBC's John James is in Abidjan. African leaders back in Ivory Coast, I'm wondering what's changed since last week, John. Are they making new demands?
It seems to be pretty much the same demands that they're making that they came a week ago on what was supposed to be the final ultimate mission for the West African regional body ECOWAS before they decided on whether to take the option of military intervention into Ivory Coast to give a final chance to Laurent Gbagbo to transfer power peacefully to Alassane Ouattara. They're back again, and it seems to be for the same thing, to give a final chance to Laurent Gbagbo to transfer power peacefully.
What is being offered to him? Do we know that? I mean, where might he go if he does agree to step down?
Well, certainly Barack Obama has offered a visit to the White House to discuss his role as a future statesman, if you like. That was on the card, certainly, in the last few weeks. There's definitely been an offer from Nigeria and perhaps a couple of other countries in Africa. So there are a few deals on the table. It has to be said, up to this point, he's turned down those offers. And in all his public statements, he's been very much for staying in power and saying that he has the right to be in power, that it's the Constitutional Council which declared him the winner of the elections, and so he needs to stay in power to respect the constitutions.
So this message being delivered today that we really mean it, you need to leave, I mean, how real is the possibility that Gbagbo might be removed by force?
It looks like he won't be removed peacefully. The two options, if he is removed, are either a military option, I guess either by the military forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara, but they probably don't have the means. Then there's also this threat of a West African force. Experts disagree as to whether that's a practical solution, whether West African states are prepared to take that sort of very serious measure over an electoral dispute. So that's the option. The other option to push him out really is a financial squeeze to make it very difficult for him to carry on in any shape or form as the president of Ivory Coast.
We had you on our program last week, John, and things were falling apart quickly, and there were fears of the country being on the brink of genocide. As you said, that may have been a bit too strong language to use, but are those fears still real?
Certainly in terms of the figures, the number of political-related deaths that the United Nations are hearing about here on the ground, that's declined rapidly, really, since sort of mid-December. For about a week or so, we saw around 200 deaths. But since then, in the last week or so, just about 6 deaths reported to the UN. So a sharp decline in violence, but at the same time, the potential is always there because this is an unstable situation. And so there is the fear that any moment of tension will result in further violence against civilians.
The BBC's John James giving us the latest on the power struggle taking place in Ivory Coast. Thank you.
Thank you.